You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Hey, thanks. It's Stupid News time. Item number one takes us to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. A 54-year-old guy in Myrtle Beach called the cops on Saturday. Said that his 45-year-old girlfriend of just 2 weeks had assaulted him during an argument. When the cops got there, the woman claimed that she never hit the guy. That it was just a heated scream fest. No marks on him, so they didn't have any evidence to arrest her. But they did respond to it. They were arguing about how to properly make s'mores. To a place where the cops have to be called. Or someone breaks down and calls them.
This is serious business.
S'mores.
First you toast the mallow.
Don't know if it's, I don't know if the relationship's over or if they're going to try to work their way through it, but
I think these crazy kids can they can make it work. They just have to want to.
You're 54 years old. This is the hill. This is the hill you want to die on, right?
No.
That's it. No. The s'mores argument with the new girl or vice versa. Hey, maybe she's a whack job. I don't know.
Crazy Possible. Hot index?
Perhaps so.
If you're fighting over s'mores,
you know what I'm
going
to do? I'm going to let her make damn s'mores any way she wants to.
Yeah, how wrong can she make them?
That's what I'm wondering.
I know.
She's like, well, first I roast the marshmallow, okay. And then I put it on the onion, and then...
What?
Yeah. I put
That's
it on the
not
onion.
A s'more.
No, I understand.
Yeah. Got to be more to that story.
There
then
has
we put
to be.
Pineapples on top of it.
No! Oh, we harmonized a little bit. I like that.
No. Anyway, fighting about s'mores, police were called. God dang. That cop has just got this great story to tell now. That's item one.
Item number two. We go to St. Paul, Minnesota. We're back just before Christmas. The principal of the St. Paul's district's largest school system, she emailed her staff with this heartfelt reflection, leading the school through the pandemic. Stacy Bonick wrote, "The job has always been challenging, but nothing prepared me for the stresses this year would bring." And she went on to describe feelings of isolation, anxiety, and stress, but also, quote, "moments of unanticipated joy and success."
Okay.
It was an uplifting, it was a, we're going to fight through this, you guys have been amazing this past year kind of letter. And one staff member was like, wait a second here, quote, "upon reading this, it didn't seem like her usual writing, which is typically of poor academic quality. With a quick Google search, I was able to determine this is in fact not her work, and the entire thing was plagiarized from another principal in another state."
Wow.
That is so great.
The staff member sent an anonymous email to the superintendent and the school board members, even the newspaper out there.
Wow.
Not much came of that, though.
Yeah, why would they?
Because later, Stacy copied the message again, without attribution, sent it out in a newsletter to families. She wrote,
"Oh my God.
Schools are so much more than academics. Schools are places where people come to be loved, to feel safe, to be nurtured. Educators provide more than teaching and learning. We are sources of stability and calm during the storms." Now, following that, she ended up meeting with her supervisors and an investigator from the Human Resources Department.
Yes.
Where she did admit that she had plagiarized another principal's work.
She's like, "Look, I have senioritis. I'm done for this year. I don't want to do anything else."
And this did follow another Minnesota school leader, the Rochester superintendent, who resigned amid charges. He used other people's words in staff communications and graduation speeches.
Wow.
Just, they can't be troubled to do their own work.
Apparently.
Well, you know what? It's like a Hallmark card. I just picked one out that amplified what I was thinking.
Yes. I thought since we all worked for schools...
That it was fair.
Yeah.
It's in the public domain. I found it online.
Exactly.
I don't think that's how it works, though.
I don't think so either.
See, that's why you always pull out a thesaurus and, you know, and change things and whatnot. You know?
And also, here's my recipe for making s'mores.
Yes.
Pineapples on top.
What'd they end up doing?
She got a day of suspension without pay.
A day?
Yeah, that's it.
A day? I'd do it again next year.
Yeah, no kidding. Guess what she was trying to do anyway? Get days off.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Going on your permanent record, you know. All right, finally this. In a bay in northern Japan, emergency services was called when somebody noticed a woman drowning. The woman was safely rescued. In fact, it was interesting because although she may have been struggling in the water, she wasn't really sinking. She was floating because she's an artificial love doll.
Oh.
Face down, ass up.
That's the way we like to float.
In the drink, yes.
How do you feel when you get there? When you're the guy who got called.
Yeah.
And you get there. Because that's no... I mean, you got to get out there and find the thing.
Yeah. And this is one of the realistic-looking ones, so who throws away a...
Oh, those
this
are
is thousands of dollars.
When it gets to the point where you just toss it in the water. Yeah.
Well, like, you know what? You get to the place where it's, quote, full.
Yeah. Like, at that point, there's no more...
Or your wife found it, or it was on the verge of finding it, and you got to get rid of it.
Yeah, somebody's, like, coming over. Like, your mom all of a sudden's coming over. You're like,
you
got to
get rid of this thing.
I think they made them too realistic, and now it's a pain in the...
I love...
Not enough pressure washing in the world can take care of this.
No, not this.
I just put her in the ocean for a little while. The salt water cleans her right out, you know?
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Then I fish her back out, and we're good to go.
I put the crab pots on it.
It smells like a mermaid.
That's right.
Smells like a mermaid?
The little...
I love the smell of the beach.
By the way, it's nicknamed the Dutch wife.
The Dutch wife.
Apparently, a Dutch wife is a love doll.
So I'm assuming
I don't know where the Japanese came up with this, and I'm not even sure if it's kind of a negative, but it is what it is. You know what? We should just call it the Delta variant, because we don't want to give names that are negative to
these
things.
These things are creepy. I'm looking at them. The Dutch wives.
Dutch wives. Yeah.
These are really
so
creepy.
So it's a style of love doll?
Yeah, Japan came out with them. They're called the Dutch wives. They cost roughly 4,000 pounds. These are
nice.
These are realistic. I mean,
so are they all
oh my gosh.
Are they all blondies?
No,
these ones particularly. Yeah. I mean, Japan. They look like Japanese women.
There's a Dutch oven joke in here somewhere.
I know. I was kidding, but the joke is it was a malfunctioning, you know, love doll.
Yeah, yeah.
They sent them the Dutch oven model.
Yikes!
Oh, I hate this. Send it back.
By the way, people say that they're so realistic that they would have thought the same.
Yeah.
Nobody's holding the fire group responsible.
Looking at those dolls? Yeah.
That has to be terrifying, though, because you think you're going to deal with a dead body at this point.
Yes.
You know? Which has to, even if that's your job and something that you regularly do, it still has to get some anxiety up, I would imagine.
A Japanese company, by the way, if you're done with your love doll... They offer a farewell service where an actual monk will help you its way for roughly $500.
Yes.
Anyway, that story is true.
And stupid.
And that's why this is
Stupid News.